Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9914, catalog number 9914. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Don't do all of this. Hallelujah. Now turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalm 29 and 2. 29 and 2. Say, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. Don't waste your time in worship. Number two. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Psalm 5 and 7 said, but as for me, I don't know about you. David said, I'm talking for myself right now. Worshiping God is individual. You can't make nobody else worship God. If it's not there, it's just not there. But David said, as for me, I will come unto his house and in the multitude of mercy, of thy mercy. And then he said, and in the fear, talking about reverence, will I worship towards thy holy temple. The holy temple is then up on high towards thy holy temple where God is. I know what I'm going to do when I come to church. I don't know what you're going to do. But as for me, I'm going to do these things. And then you look at 29 Psalms and it says, give unto the Lord glory do unto his name. Yes. That's enough right there to stop and say something about. Give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. You got to catch that. Amen. Unto his name. We owe God worship. I say you owe him worship. You owe him worship. We owe him that. And he said, give glory that do him. That do him. So really, it ain't no limit. It ain't no limit. You can't measure no worship to pay God off. You just keep on worshiping him. In other words, when we come here, we just here together. When I leave here today, I'm not stop worshiping God. I'm going to keep on worshiping him. And sometimes we feel like that's what happened. I came to church, that's enough for God. But you got to go home. You got to go on your job. And he got to still take care of you as you travel. So ain't no certain limit that you can worship God. We owe him all of this. And this is a strange thing. I owe God worship. That's strange. I owe God some worship. This is what we come here for. What? To worship. Notice now, to his what? Name. See, and he ain't talking about waking you up. Just using my name. Just for my name's sake. You ought to worship me just because who I am. I'm not talking about feeding you when you're hungry, being your doctor in a sick room, but just my name. It's an honor to use his name. That's where you got to see the thing. We owe that to God. You can't buy your way out of this. I told you on last Sunday, you can buy a car and pay the dealer off and through with it. But you can't do it with the Lord. Because we got to keep on waking you up. Ain't that right? Can't pay God off. See, we owe this to God. We owe worship to the Lord. And I'm afraid that we got a lot of folk just wasting time in worship. Wasting time in worship. Paul said, I'm redeeming the time. In other words, every chance I get, I'm accounting worthwhile. In other words, they ain't got time to play. Because I done messed up enough. I'm redeeming up the time. I'm trying to catch up with what I done messed up. See, I'm redeeming up time. In other words, just like all us done what? Messed up. Can't nobody in here say they had messed up. Can't nobody. I want to see your hand. Can't nobody. I mean, from the pulpit, from the choir, if anybody on the front out there, to the front. Can't nobody. All of us done messed up. And here the law said, you owe me something. You pay your debts at home, don't you? And if you don't pay your light bill, they're going to cut it off. If you don't pay your telephone bill, they're going to cut it off. But what about the law? We owe this to God. I don't know why we had to push this all the time. Ain't that right, y'all? We got to do a lot of pushing folks and reminding folks how good God is to them. But now the telephone come just send you a note. A bill that says you owe me. Ain't no debating. Ain't no option. You go and get that money and pay that telephone company. But here the law says you owe me some worship. I know the problem. God is long suffering. He keep putting up with us. But I guarantee you, if God said, if you don't worship me today, you'll die tomorrow. If he tell you, I cut your oxygen off. Well, he's not like the telephone company. We owe this to God. And God looked for us to worship him. Not to put on, but be real. Give glory to his name. Just using my name. And we good at hollering, oh Lord. Oh Jesus. That means they don't take my name in vain. But we use it all kind of way. He said, just give his name glory. That's enough right there to worship him. Just for his name. And everybody in here call on his name. Don't waste your time in worship. Listen at this. Now, he said, worship him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Of holiness. Holiness is beauty. Worship him in that manner. You can't worship him unholy. Because he is a holy God. In other words, you got to get your mind in the frame of worship. You can't worship God with mess on your mind. You got to clear your mind. You got to be in the mind of holiness. Your mind got to be clear in order to worship God. But just suppose Jesus was stepping in right now and take my spot and tell me, say, let me say something. And then a rabble all foot in our mind. Start from the choir. Poor pity. Start saying what in your mind. What in your mind? You will be supplied. What in some of these folks' mind? Looking at me right now. Mind got to be in holiness. It's beauty. Hallelujah. In your mind. First of all, if you not a worshiper of Jesus Christ, then you are a worshiper of somebody or something. Everybody worship something or somebody. Because God designed us to worship something or somebody. He designed us to worship him. But if you're not worshiping him, you're worshiping something or somebody. Anything that controls your life, that's your God. Anything that controls your life, that's what you worship. Or that's who you worship. So now if you're not worshiping Christ, I guarantee you got a little God somewhere. That controls your life. And you don't realize that he controlling your life. Or who controlling your life. You don't realize that because the devil blind you. That you feel like this is what I want to do. But don't realize this is your little God. So your mind is occupied by some little God. And God is seeking for true worshipers. He wants true worshipers. He wants genuine worshiper. He wants real worshiper. Don't you feel like God wants that? Listen now, listen. God cannot put up with false worship. God knows he can't. He cannot put up with false worship. Got to be real. He is a holy God. And he got to be real if you're going to worship the Lord. Another reason you can't worship God ashamed. Listen. Anything you worship, you ought not to be ashamed of it. Ain't that right? See, if you're ashamed of Jesus, you can't worship God. And I told you on last week, that's the only way you can worship the Father. You've got to go through Jesus Christ. But if you are ashamed to worship God, if you are ashamed to worship Jesus, you're not worshiping God. And a lot of folks shame of Jesus that come to church all the time. Y'all wake up here now. I see too many people. Told y'all about going to sleep around here. I ain't saying nothing you lack. You got to hear. Got to hear. Got to hear. I said some of our shame of Jesus until we get in trouble. Shame of it. Look on the car. You tell on the back of their car. They'll put Mason back there. They'll put Eastern Stars on a brand new Jaguar. Put a hole in their brand new car. I mean a Mercedes Benz. Get them a grill and grill a hole through it. And then put a Mason sign or Eastern Star sign on their brand new car. And wouldn't put a sticker of Jesus on there nowhere. Shame on you. When you get in trouble, you ain't gonna care. Come on, Mason. You ain't gonna say, come on, Eastern Star. And matter of fact, who you think paying for the car? Who you think bought the car? Jesus bought the car. But you're ashamed to put his name on it. And trust to worship God and shame that bring up his name. Putting satanic stuff on God's stuff. Yeah, yeah. God own the car. All right. Let me say something about it. I ain't saying about Mason and Eastern Stars a long time anyway. They worship. Wish for master. Wish master. You worship somebody with a gavel in his hand. Every time he hit the desk, you jump. You can get quiet all you want to get quiet. It ain't nowhere on the foundation of Christianity. Nowhere. You can't find it nowhere. You can't find it nowhere. I said you can't find it in the Bible nowhere. And trust to put it in the foundation of Jesus. No, it's not there. That's a little junior cup. That's the little junior game. God doesn't have no secret organization. Talking about a secret, I can make a knock or some kind of sign. We'll get some help. You're supposed to help everybody if you've been born again. You love them hard, you love Jesus Christ. Yeah. You go down, you tend to your business, and then not only that, you're always paying your dues. Yeah. And trust to bring it in here, trying to make us think that it's on the foundation. It's not on the foundation. You're just working in vain. I said you're working in vain. The devil deceiving you. All them signs y'all got in hitting on nothing. Trust to bring it in here. God said, get that mess out of here. Carry to the graveyard where dead folks at, because it's dead. I said, it's dead. Ain't no life in it nowhere. And you worship. I mean, just a proud with the rings on and all the signs on and won't put Jesus up there nowhere. That's satanic, but you don't know it. Look it up, file it up, go ahead and look up, go and see what you got. I said, go. I dare you to go and check it out and see where it come from. And what happens, they want to bring it in here where they can advertise themselves. Making all them signs. That ain't hitting on nothing. The only sign God wants you to have is love. That's the proudest old peacock. Call you a mason or an eastern star. Want to bring it in here. No, don't bring it. I said, your eastern star and your mason stop right at that front door. Don't bring it in here. It's not on the foundation. Care how long you've been doing it. You're wrong. You got to prove to me you're right. Check your own self out and see what you're doing. I dare you to follow the history of it and see where it comes from. You ain't hitting on nothing. We come to worship a true God, not worship no man or no woman. Oh, hallelujah. Some folk worship but don't know what they're worshiping. That's in the Bible. You got your Bible, get your Bible there. Look at John 4, 22 and 23. Sort of folk worship but they don't know what they're worshiping. I think if you're going to worship something, y'all know what you're worshiping. Amen. And pastors, the devil's slick. He get pastors. If he get the pastor, he got the whole congregation. He blind, he can't see. Can't even discern that. You ought to have some discernment. If he sent from God, God will show it to him. Amen. But no prestige. Power. Spotlight. When you love prestige and spotlight, you'll do anything just to be seen and recognized. Read that for me. St. John 4, 22 and 23.
Ye worship, ye know not what.
He talking to the woman at the well. You worshiping. She hollered, she worshiped down here with her father. But hey, you worshiping, Jesus said, but you don't know what you worship. Just like don't know what they worship. You got to know who you worship. Amen. You ought to at least, if I'm going to worship Paul Mormon, I'm going to check Paul Mormon out to see where he come from.
Yeah.
At least y'all know where he come from.
That's right.
Just like Jehovah's Witness. John Russell, he the one started the Jehovah's Witness movement. Look like y'all check him out for. And if your God, if your founder dead of your church, you dead. My founder not dead. If Elijah Muhammad is dead, hey, the other thing is dead. The Muslim just threw, that's all. I don't care what Farrakhan said. You wishing them a false God. Don't know who they worshiping. Elijah Muhammad is dead. And in hell. Because if you die out of Christ, where are you going but hell? When you worship something, you at least ought to check them out. And you young folk just worship anything. You can check this out right here. Check out Jesus. You'll find out you're on the right foundation. All rest of them is just a little shaky foundation. Y'all know who you worship. This woman worshiped it, but she didn't know who she was worshiping, what she was worshiping. Jesus said, you don't even know what you worship. Read on, brother.
We know what we worship.
We know what we worship. Hey, I've been born again. I know what I worship. I know whom I serve. I don't check them out. I go to the 60th book and find out that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now go check yours out. Well, he dead. I know he died. He took his own life. But he didn't stay dead. Your God still dead.
Go ahead on
If you're going to worship something, check it out. See, has it got life in it? See, can it come see about you when you're hungry? See, can it come see about you when you're sick? See, can it come see about you when you're lonely? See, can it come see about you when you're in jail? God will visit you anywhere. We serve a God everywhere at the same time. If the God you serve can't walk no water, you got the wrong one. If the God you serve can't tell the wind to be still, you got the wrong one. You got to know who you serve. Running at all these things, all this mess around here, you better know what you're worshiping. You'll end up in hell. And that's what the pastor's job is all about. He watch over the flock. He watch over souls. And preachers scared to say something about these false doctrines. They're everywhere. Like I said, a lot of folk come to church, don't know who they're worshiping. You're wasting time in worshiping when you don't know who you're worshiping. Young folk go off on college and run up on these folks with all these kind of messes, and you don't check it out. You just, God, I'm going with them. Don't know where you going. You know about Jesus. Your mama told you about Jesus. Your daddy told you about Jesus. The pastor told you about Jesus. But now you want to be with the flow. Oh, boy. It's good preaching. I don't care what you say. Can't do nothing with it. Can't do nothing with it. Just good preaching. We're looking for something new. Get this first. We're looking for new revelation. Ain't no more revelation. If it ain't in the word, it ain't no more revelation. If you got enough, it came from the devil. God revelation already right there. And Jesus Christ is God revelation. The word of God is a revelation of Jesus Christ. So we got all the revelation we need right here. But we want to go get something we ain't heard before. Read on, brother. Hallelujah. If I'm going to get happy myself.
For salvation is of the Jews.
Is of the Jews.
But the hour cometh.
Yeah.
And now is.
Yeah.
When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
All right. If you got true worshipers, you must have got some false ones. All right. Amen. See, true worshipers who worship the Father in what? Spirit and in truth. Not outward appearance. Not candles and all these ceremonies. That ain't worshiping God. Light all the candles you want. I'm being honest with you. All the signs you want. That ain't worshiping God. We don't worship with signs and all them candles burning and all that mess. That's satanic stuff. He's spirit and what? Truth. You got to know what you're doing. Somebody got to tell you. No, it ain't popular telling you, but somebody got to tell you. We got to know who we worship. Thank you, brother. That's enough of that. Every child of God ought to come to God's sanctuary to worship the true God. In Hebrews 10 and 25 tell us, not forsaken the assembly of ourselves together, as so many have done. And when we come together, we should be real and genuine. Because God is real and God is genuine. He real and genuine. Now listen to this. Listen. 70% of churchgoers come to God's house as spectators. Ain't that right, amen? I said 70, I'm stretching it now. 70% of churchgoers come to God's house as spectators. just to observe. God Almighty. You know, let me tell y'all, let me stop right here. You know what? What wrong? Listen to this. What wrong? She first thing, said, he crazy. He'll run folks away. No, I'm not. I'm trying to help you, honey. That's your business if you go away. Where you go, guarantee you that same Jesus gonna have the same word to hit you in the face. If you go away preaching the gospel at. That's God's business. God Almighty. Too much. I observe too much. You observe. You see what's going on in this world. You see all this put on going on. Y'all see it every day. You see it every day. Somebody got to say something about it. And when I hear the Holy Ghost say, I'm going to dictate it. If you shoot at me, I'm saying, he died, but he didn't stay dead. I'm going to run and still preach. Somebody got to tell you. Somebody got to let you know. It's too much of false worshiping. And folks wasting their time in worship. You'll be surprised how many folks come to church for many reasons. They come for every reason but worshiping God. Do you know some folks like that? Look at your neighbor, neighbor. I know some folks like that. God of mine. See, I'm glad. I'm not like that. They come for every reason but to worship Christ. We come to church to worship Christ. And you don't stop right there. When you leave here, you still worship Christ. We in an everlasting debt. We can never pay out. Sometimes we come in, you know, and watch this now, watch this. They come for many reasons. They come sit and just watch. Just watch. Some come to be entertained. Quiet, y'all, second to none. Y'all be for real. If they want to be entertained, that's their business. Because every tub got to sit on her own bottom. You be real. But some come just to be entertained. God Almighty. We're talking about wasting time in what? Worship. Some come just to criticize. Criticize everything they see. I like the way she sang, but she didn't fix her arm right. She was out of tune. Well, I wish you'd get in tune. Hallelujah. Just to criticize. Just to watch everything. Even folks' prayer. You watch what they say. I don't pray like that. Oh, just watch it. Just criticize everything. Everything move, they watch it. Just to criticize. Some come just to perform. Be for real, choir. Be for real, ushers. You got to stand before God. You got to stand before God. Be for real. You got to stand by yourself. They come just to perform. If they stop performing, they stop coming. In other words, take my position. I'm through with worshiping. Some, listen to this. Some will say the service is not professional enough. See, they get on the job and the beauty shop. Somebody been to the same service. And one said, God, we had a time met down in New Bethlehem, at First Baptist, wherever you go in. And we just had a time in the Lord. Good, yeah, but it wasn't professional enough for me. What is professional enough? Huh? Huh? How you be professional to worship God? That's what's wrong now. That's what's wrong now. You're too professional. You're so professional you can't even worship. You're not at your business meeting. You come here to worship. I know you're the president, but you come here to worship. I know you run things on your job, but you come here to worship. I know they give you recognition, but everybody, somebody here, God have no respect to person. Come to worship here. Got all kind of folks. Some come just to show off a new clothing. Just because you got a new outfit. I'm glad the Lord ain't looking at outfits. What Jesus care about your alligators? Huh? What do you care about your snake shoes? And sometimes it be snakes in snakes. What Jesus care about all this stuff? Jesus ain't thinking about all that. Because you got a new dress. Dresses don't move God. Hats doesn't move God. We come to worship. I'm trying to get you in the frame of worship. And sometimes we come here, criticize, looking at other folks. Girl, she can do better than that. I know I'm right. Well, I did. I know I'm right. Girl, you saw that dress she had on. Yeah, it's rancor. Well, so what? You buy one in. God ain't nobody looking at it but you. She right there saying, hallelujah, glory to God. And God just getting joy out of it. But here you are with your stuffed up self. Think you hitting on something. God said, I ain't know she even go to church. Just because you got something new. Them days over with. When you learn better, do better. Years ago, you had to get dopped up to go to church. But I'm glad we don't learn better now. I can come to church with all rolls on now. I ain't got to be sharp now to go to church. I don't learn better. John the Baptist wrapped himself up in camel hair. And wasn't nobody like John the Baptist the way Jesus fixed it. Sir. If I walk up here with some camel hair on you, die. He ain't looking at no clothes. Clothes doesn't move the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with wham if you got them, but don't let that get between you and God. Folk come to church for all kinds of reasons. For new clothing. Some will say, this is not popular, what they're doing. Some will say, I won't come back. Some will say, I want my money worth at church. How you get your money worth? Things don't go my way, just like I wanted to go. And supposed to be involved. And some of us, we come, we not involved in nothing. In the worship service, come and no involvement. No involvement. I don't care how the spirit, you can see the spirit. I said, see him in person. Look at him. I don't do it like that. Uh-huh. See the spirit. Uh-huh. No involvement in worship and service. Free. Don't even move. Yeah. All this shouting, all this moving, and you stand like a wooden Indian. Right. No involvement. No kind of involvement. Everybody shouted. You won't even unfold your arm. And the Bible said, give due. Give glory, give due to God's name. Just his name. That's enough to unfold your arm. At least you ought to say hallelujah one time. You ain't going to die. You may get healed. They come with no participation, no kind of nothing, but come to worship God. And the first thing they'll holler, well, I don't do that way. I'm not in that kind of movement. And Reverend Dawn said on last Sunday, he said that when you're out in the world, you move. You jumped. You swung your arms. You open your mouth wide. You jump, you dance. And Dawn said, now you come to church like you got the lockjaw. Podio. That's right. Y'all deacon, watch me now. Y'all who love me now, get a pistol. Y'all, these fellas may shoot me right here. Y'all watch. Gotta tell you the truth. We come to worship. I see it. And you see it. God is real. God ain't nothing to play with. Plenty of time we don't know no better. But God got preachers and pastors not telling you the truth. That's my job to tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember a time I didn't know either.
That's right. Uh-huh.
But I get my mind set on worship. Uh-huh. And I find out I don't just have to worship at him when I just on Sunday when I get the crowd. I worship at home.
Yeah.
I worship in my car.
Yeah.
I worship in him when nobody him by myself.
Yeah.
That means we miss so many blessings. See, somebody, I go to church, that's all, see. But who did you worship when you got there? Don't waste your time in worship. No involvement. They want the choir to do all their singing. Don't sing with the choir no kind of way. They want the deacon to do all their praying. While the deacon praying, they think about something else. Want the preacher to do all their scripture reading. No amen, no praise God, no thank you Jesus, no hallelujah, no kind of movement. Most people come to church are focused on themselves, a man and not God. just focus on their own self and don't put God out the picture. They shows no expression of gratitude to God. No sense of worship, period. No kind of attitude I come to worship God. They have set their own practices, their own custom, their own pattern of worship. I look at worshiping as celebrating the goodness of the Lord with thanksgiving in my heart. That's what y'all think about. I look at it as celebrating the thanksgiving of God with gratitude in my heart. What God have done for me. That's how you worship. You got to get your mind on Jesus. In a mind of thanksgiving. God is good to all of us. That's what we come celebrate worshiping. I know everybody ain't gonna dance. I know everybody ain't gonna shout. I know everybody ain't gonna run. But sometimes you ought to nod your head. You ought to clap your hands sometime. You ought to stomp your feet sometime. You ought to say hallelujah sometime. You ought to say amen sometime. Because all of us here together to worship God. Oh, hallelujah. That was an old lady. The soldiers had won a fight. Won a war. They were parading downtown. Soldiers had their gun. Just marching. The old lady, she didn't have no gun. But she got in line with them. With her broom. And started marching. They said, what you doing in line with these men? Let them know I'm on the same side. Y'all let folks know what side you're on, at least. We didn't come in here to worship nobody but Jesus. Everybody worship but you. You ought to at least let us know what side you're on. God Almighty. He's good to you too. That's what you miss. He woke you up too. We right here, hallelujah, glory to God for what God has done for you, for us. But you act like he ain't done nothing for you. And folk wasting their time in worshiping. Please don't waste it in worship. We worship God in spirit and in truth. John 4:24 say we worship God in what? Spirit, and God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In other words, my attitude, my mind got to get set on Jesus. My spirit getting set on God's spirit. I'm connecting with his spirit. Spirit and in truth. Now, what the truth is? The word of God. That's truth. Well, sometimes, well, I don't believe in clapping hands. It's in there, clap. Amen. That's truth. It's in there, said, make a joyful noise. That's truth. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's truth. It's in there. It's in there, said, dance. It's in there. That's truth. It's in there, said, lift up holy hand. It's in there. That's truth. Now, who wrong? Oh, boy. I don't believe that in heaven that we're going to be quiet. Coffee noise is up there right now. According to the word of God, it's noisy right now. I said noisy right now. Now, if noise bother you, where are you going? When you leave him. Huh? Now, if you go to hell, it's still noise. It ain't but two places to go, that hell or heaven. Now, where are you going? It's noise everywhere you go. It's noise in heaven and it's noise in hell. Now, where are you going? Noise everywhere you go. Lord Almighty. I reckon God got a little cone, I reckon, sitting for those who choir. Listen here. Listen. I'm not trying to force nobody to worship. But my job is to teach you. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Because he had redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. God got you out the hands of the devil. You ought to make some kind of noise. Instead, make a joyful noise. I'm not trying to make you do it, but you ought to think about yourself. What God done for you. I found out this. If you don't feel like he done much, you ain't going to do much. You ain't going to do much. You're going to feel like you ain't so bad as the other folks over there. It took the same amount of blood to save you than to save that prostitute. It took the same amount of blood for you than to save that rob out yonder. See, you got to understand that. As a matter of fact, if you wasn't a robber, you were something. Ain't that right? See, all of us was messed up. I just read all of us was ungodly. All of us this morning. All of us was ungodly. God died for the ungodly. Ungodly ain't nothing but spiritual trash. But God died for trash. Well, none of us here know nothing. But he said, you ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Everything have breath ought to praise the Lord. And I see a lot of time being wasted in worship. A lot of time being wasted in worship. Jesus told the Pharisees in the 15th chapter of Matthew, in the 9th verse, in vain you worship me, teaching doctrine the commandment of men. We are free now. The doctrine and custom of the old time way. We free to worship now. You ain't got to wear no suit here now. That's the custom. That's tradition. You ain't got to have no long shoes on. You can wear tennis shoes now. You ain't got to come all daubed up no more. Them traditions. Come with holes in your pants now. If that's all you got. That's what I'm saying. Not custom. We free. Don't nobody tell me in a sense how to worship when it comes down to Jesus. We don't do it like that. No. That's your business. You got to know what Jesus done for you. That's how you worship, according to what he done for you. He done something for everybody in here and out of here too. So he done something for everybody. So I'm free to worship. I'm just free to worship. I'm free to jump up. I'm free to dance. I miss Miss Bill. Oh, y'all don't know Miss Bill. Some of y'all know. Oh, boy. I know I'm good. This is good preaching. It's all. Listen. Listen, listen, listen. One thing about God, when you get saved, if you active, you still active. If you're the loud mouth, you still a loud mouth.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're the high jumper, you still a high jumper. The difference is my nature been changed.
Amen. Thank you.
I ain't gonna take high jump, but I'm jumping now for Jesus.
That's right.
If I was one of them good dancers on the floor, I'm still dancing. But I'm just dancing for Jesus. He ain't going to take nothing from you. If you were crazy bold, guess what? You still got boldness. But we said we saved, everything done got quiet. God doesn't take that from you.
Amen.
No, the Holy Ghost is intelligent. How intelligent? How intelligent the Holy Ghost is. How intelligent the Holy Ghost is. It don't take all of that. That's for you.
All right.
I know what it takes for me. Matter of fact, and I'm on target.
Amen.
I'm not off key. I'm on key.
Yes,
he told me I ought to set something for him.
Amen.
He said that in that book.
Yes.
Well, I'm not off target then. I guarantee you, if you hurt and come to church, if you just make a move for Jesus, you just about to get healed. You'll forget about meditating on your hurt. When you get your mind on Jesus, it'll move all your problems out of the way. That moment. And if you're hurting, you don't even feel it no more. You came in dragging, but I come here for the real thing. Oh, devil hit my leg before I got left home. And don't want me to go to church, but I'm going on. Get your hands off of me in the name of Jesus. I'm going on anyway. I ain't thinking about you, devil. I'm still getting myself ready. I ain't thinking about you. I'm going on in the name of Jesus. Yes, my leg hurting. Get your nasty hands off me in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to worship a true and a living God. And I get in there and get myself all set up for Jesus and fold my hand and say, hallelujah, glory to God. My mind off of my leg.
Amen.
I ain't got my mind on my leg no more. When I get ready to go home, guess what? I'm going to jump up. Hey, I ain't got no hurt no more. He moved the pain out the way. That means a lot of you come here still hurting.
Amen.
Get your mind on worship. Get your mind on worship. The devil touch your body. You ain't know that? Time, church, time come. He do something to you. Keep you from coming. Tell him to get his hand off you. Come on, worship God. And see, don't you be healed when you walk out. Don't waste your time in worship. Well, if man will grade me on that, Sister Nebby, I get a C. But hallelujah. My Jesus graded a plus. Folks need help. I see it. Folks need help. And the only thing going to make them free is nothing but the truth. They need help. You know they need help. Nothing but the truth going to make folk free. Nothing but the truth going to make you free. Be a real worshiper. Be a true, genuine worshiper. I'm not trying to make you do it. If it ain't in you, just ain't in you. You've got to think on the goodness. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Get your mind off yourself. Get your mind off your problem and come on and turn yourself loose. I'm not talking about putting on. Just think about the goodness of the Lord.
Goodness.
If you think about that, you ain't got to move. You are moving, don't even know you're moving. Don't waste your time for nothing. Let us stand. Sinners, come to church. They walk out without Jesus. I don't see how a sinner could come to church and just walk out without being saved. That's how the devil deceives so many. First of all, he can't worship God until he gets saved. And look how many sinners come to church and walk out lost because the devil blinds them. We don't know when our last time. Strange thing happening now. This society now is sick. It's sick. It is going to get worse. And I believe from the depths of my heart, God getting folks now, his peoples, to run to the truth. And them don't want the truth going somewhere else. Because the devil knows his time ain't long. I believe God getting his church together now from the depths of my heart. Time ain't long. The world getting worse and worse. And they're going to get worse and worse. You haven't seen nothing yet. And God getting his folks together. You better get in the number. Get in the arms of safety. Those arms of Christ. If you lost without Jesus, I ain't said without no church, without Jesus. That's the only thing can save you is Jesus. Give your life to Christ. Right now. I plead to you. Don't walk out here lost. Come down this aisle and give your life to Christ. If you don't want to be a part of this membership, we'll send you where you want to go after baptizing you. Will you come now? You want to come by Christian experience? You may come. But if you're lost, give your life to Christ. God talking to you right now. He talking to you right now. Give your life to Christ right now. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. I'm saying this now. Don't put out. Don't tell no lie on me. I ain't putting no date on when Jesus coming back. But from the depths of my heart, I don't believe it's going to be long. I don't believe it's going to be. God knows I don't. I don't believe it's going to be long. When Jesus called me to preach, from the depths of my heart, when Jesus called me to preach, these are his words. Tell them I'm on my way back. Tell them I'm on my way back. Tell them I'm on my way back. Listen what I said now. I said I believe that Jesus getting his folks together. One that love truth. And the one that don't want no truth. They running from the truth. And folks that seeking truth, they going where it is. Because Jesus not a liar. Jesus not a phony. Jesus don't compromise with nobody. Nothing but phony folks. Leave the truth. Nothing but phony. When you're real, you want truth. Even the world knows it's so much a phony going on. And Jesus getting his folks together. I see it. Even preachers, he's getting them together. Them that play with your soul. Them that trying to arouse your emotion. And just saying something to make you feel good. But it doesn't last no time. He's getting his folks together. You may be seated. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. Now please don't walk out here lost. You may die tonight. You may die tomorrow. You don't know when time is up. Even children are killing parents now. Strange thing happening now. Strange thing going on now. Time is winding up. I can see Jesus getting ready to come back. I don't believe it's going to be very long. God knows I don't. You got to go somewhere and stay forever. You got to go somewhere and stay forever. Make up your mind. And I won't say it to the Christians. Why are they right? If you're playing worship, stop. Be for real. Come to worship God. Don't play with it. Don't waste your time in worshiping. Because Jesus is nothing to play with. He's nothing to play with. He's nothing to play with. Hallelujah. Whatever you more, any more, any more, any more. If you lost, you better come on. If you lost, you better come on. If you lost, you better come on. You better come on. If you lost, you waiting on me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's all you need. Will there be any more? He waiting on you. If you lost, he waiting on you. You done tried everything. Won't you try Jesus? You done tried everything. Everything you try, you fail. A lot of folks just failing. You ought to try Jesus. He never failed. He never failed. He promised to be with you throughout eternity. I lean on him, man. I lean on him. Not even afraid of death. When you give your life to Christ and mean business, you don't fear death no more. If you call me home, I'm going to be to a better place. Hallelujah. And you ain't going to leave until your time up anyway. But you don't know when it's going up. That's the thing about it. Hallelujah. Don't leave out here lost. That's all I got to say. You don't know when your last day. Young folk dying just like old ones. Folk like they crazy and wild now. You could be in the bank and get shot to death. Somebody can run in this church and shoot up everybody in right now. It's danger without Christ. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. So, Secretary, read for me.
Reverend and Sister Johnny Hughes, coming on Christian Experience.
Bless your heart. Brother Hughes, Sister Hughes, both of y'all stand. I'm going to stand, both of you. Bless your heart. Brother Hughes, bless your heart. I didn't know you were going to join the church today. Bless your heart.
That
was a surprise. Yeah, I see it is a surprise. I've been knowing Brother Hughes a good while. And first time I believe meeting his wife. Bless your heart. Brother Hughes, you know you're saved?
Yes, sir.
Been baptized?
Yes, sir.
We're glad to have you. Y'all mess with me now. You're a big somebody. Mess with me now. We're glad to have you, brother. May God bless you. Sister Hughes, you know you're saved?
Yes, sir.
Been baptized?
Yes, sir.
We're glad to have you. Remain standing for me. Bless your heart.
Deborah McIntosh.
Oh, down here now, here. Sister McIntosh. Where about? McIntosh stand. Oh, bless your heart. Okay. How you doing, little baby? Oh, you. Okay. How you doing, Sister McIntosh?
All right.
You know you're saved?
Yes.
Been baptized?
Yes.
We're glad to have you here. Remain standing. Come and work out your soul salvation. Bless your little heart. They're going to be saved one day, right? Okay, bless you.
Nicole McIntosh, your candidate for baptism.
Hallelujah. Nicole, come here, Nicole. How you doing, baby? Turn around. Turn around that way. Let me sit down. I can't hardly bid that for. Bless your heart. Excuse me, baby. Let me sit down right here. What's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, bless your heart. How old are you?
7.
7 years old. You're a big girl, ain't you? Nicole, have you heard about Jesus before?
Yes.
Bless your heart. You want to give your life to him?
Yes.
Bless your heart. I want you to confess his name. Say, I believe.
I believe.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
The Son of God.
I believe.
He died for my sins.
But he didn't stay dead.
He didn't stay dead.
He got up.
He got up.
With all power.
In his hand.
I give my life.
To Jesus Christ.
To be my.
Impossible.
Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving my life. I'm saved.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, baby. Stand up right there. Stand right there. I'll get you later on, man. One day.
Major Brown wants to be rebaptized.
Brother Brown, how you doing, Brother Brown? You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Brother Brown, you're going to be a part of us. You ever want to be baptized? You're going to be a part of us, too.
Yes, sir, I come to be a part of you.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, I just want you to just confess. You may have, but let me just do it anyway. You don't care?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bless your heart. Say,
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe.
He died for my sins. Then they did.
He got up.
With all power.
In his hand.
I'm giving my life.
To Jesus Christ.
To be my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Saving my life. I'm saved.
Bless your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you. Remain standing. Now, this brother, I don't know him, but he's been hanging around here a long time. He made up his mind. God made it up for him.
Charlie Adams coming to be rebaptized.
Brother Adams, how you doing, brother? Y'all know one another? Y'all don't know one another? May God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me keep on holding your hand now. Bless your heart. Thank you, Jesus. I know I'm going to do you the same way I done him, okay? Hallelujah. So I believe
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he died for my sin. But he didn't stay dead. He got up with all the power in his hand. I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. I'm saved. Hallelujah.
May God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Y'all go with her. We're going to baptize y'all tonight. This evening. We're going to baptize y'all this evening. It'll be around about what time, y'all? About 4 o'clock or 5? No, about 5. About 5 o'clock. Y'all come on. We come ready to be baptized. All y'all come, please. You're going to baptize your baby too. All of them, okay? Y'all follow them. Hallelujah. Some folk running from the truth. Some running to the truth. You're going to get the truth here. I'm telling you right now. Don't join him if you don't want no truth. That's all I got. Nothing but the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nothing but the truth. All Reverend Walker got. Nothing but the truth. Jesus said, just tell them the truth. I'll take care of the rest. Thank you, Jesus. Let us all stand, and those who won't come around the altar, you may come for prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Come around the altar, those that hold hands. If you're upstairs, don't wait. Hold somebody's hand. You got to love folks. Can't go to heaven hating folks. Hold somebody's hand. You got to love folks. You got to love one another. You just got to love one another. You got to love one another. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us bow our head. Let us bow our head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Gracious Father, you're so good and kind. You're so merciful. We just thankful because you look beyond our faults to see our needs. We so thankful because you don't even have to wake us up in the morning. But you're so merciful. You put up with us. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the soul that you saved today. Now let the word take root in their hearts. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Let them bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. And be ready when you come back at your church. Now bless the souls that's standing around the altar.